CO2 is needed in brewing, first of all, to produce lager. You don't need it to produce draft ale, but you do need it to produce lager. But then, of course, you need it in the pub to take it from the cellar to the pump. With this issue happened in 2015, but in 2015 we were able to buy CO2 from the continent. This year that hasn't been available. And just to explain why the shortage is there, but CO2 or food grade CO2, which was what we need in brewing in pubs, is actually a byproduct of fertilizers. And right. Fertilizers used by farmers are not needed so much at this time of the year, so they go into planned shutdown for maintenance. Unfortunately, one of them is in planned shutdown for maintenance. One of the plants had a malfunction, so it's needed to be repaired. And so the five plants and three companies that produced it in the UK all claimed force majeure and essentially stopped producing it.
Right. So where are we now then?
So we're now the plant in Teesside that had a technical problem went back online last weekend. So we are beginning to see CO2, but it will take 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks before we're back up and really, really running. In the brewing trade, it hasn't been universal. So there are some companies, for example, like Heineken, that actually produce their own CO2 in their brewing plants right. in this country. Mm-hmm. But there are quite a few family companies, mainly family-based companies, that have had to stop brewing and had to stop bottling. I mean, this has been an enormously expensive operation for them. I met one with an MP last night. He still hasn't been able to bottle anything for 10 right. days, okay. and he reckons it'll wipe out his profits for the year. But come to the World Cup, which is today, and as you rightly said, our message is very positive because we haven't run out of beer. There's plenty of beer to go around, but our message is go to the pub and watch the World Cup. That's the responsible place to go. People go and watch football in pubs week in, week out. But if your favourite beer isn't available, this is your opportunity to try a slightly different one.
Well, quite. just on the CO2 thing, just a final little bit on that.
Yes.
You know when you go into a pub and all the bearded blokes around there from Camera and all the rest of them, oh, this is fabulous, this is homemade beer, and the person behind the bar is actually pulling a pump down. That mechanism presumably doesn't need CO2, does it?
No, that the most pumps these days would be powered by CO2, but there are some that are hand pumps. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in the case of cask ale, you can actually take it direct from the cask. So there is less of an issue for cask ale than there is for lager. But in a pub, a lot of them these days would be mechanised. And of course, most pubs operate as small businesses, so they are unlikely to have the long-term contracts to be able to secure the supply of CO2.
And finally, let's hope everything's going to go swimmingly, including, of course, the result this evening.
Pardon me. Of course.
what about far-flung pubs and so on? Because, I mean, you know, people like to, particularly where I live, there are some very nice little ones and so on. They may or may not be threatened by this. It's not a geographical thing, presumably.
It isn't a geographical thing. If you look at the 50,000 pubs that we have, only 8,000 of them would be what I would describe as managed, so owned by Wetherspoons or whatever. The vast majority are either leased or tenanted or independent. Their suppliers or their pub companies are doing their very best to keep them going in that respect. I haven't heard of any pub that's had to close,
no.
So still go to those pubs. I'm absolutely certain they'll have beer, but maybe not the full range they would otherwise have had.
And here we are. This is putting you right up front and central. What's your favourite beer?
Well, I live near Lewes, so Harvey's is my local brewery. Okay. I would say, in style wise, I love IPAs. But pubs. I mean, the other thing, we've had unprecedented beautiful weather, so the demand for beer at this time of the year has been extremely high anyway. And of course, we've had an English team doing really well in the World Cup, and I hope we'll all be in the pub watching them and cheering them on tonight.
Indeed, so lovely to talk to you, Bridget. Thanks very much indeed. Have a great day and have a great match. That was Bridget Simmons there, Chief Executive of the British Beer and Pub Association.